Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, cool music right here. High low. About 40 minutes, no, about an hour away.
Yep.
I already got the time wrong and everything. Hey, we're going to have you call in about an hour, Kid Nation, for your chance to win between $500 and $1,500. And all you have to do is what I tell my kids every day. Pay attention.
Pay attention. That's it.
Pay attention, and good things will happen, including possibly winning $1,500. You just have to guess the correct amount of the day, and that's how much money you will win. So, again, that's happening in about an hour. So make sure everybody turns on the radio and everybody's listening, because even if you don't win, at least you'll know that if you get in and you guess, you're going to be helping a Kid Nation member, which is cool, right? You get to help somebody this morning.
Sure. Always nice.
And Kelly, we found him.
We did.
We got him on the phones.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. The man is awake and giggling. See?
Hey,
already Trey. Making a difference there. Alan, how are
hey,
you doing?
Trey.
My man.
Hey. That's a sleepy Trey.
Hey, guys.
Sleeper.
Hey.
What's up, buddy? Is there trouble in paradise?
What? That's not how you pose the question.
Al, warm him up.
Hold on, Alan. I'm sorry, buddy.
Sorry, my game's off.
First of all, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody. It's going to be a great week.
This is the positive
Allen's in the house, everybody.
We had heard that maybe your feathers were ruffled over the weekend.
All weekend.
You know, we have a new puppy. I mean, I think Kelly's talked about that on the radio. And he's a great little puppy. And his name's Larry. He's doing great. But, you know, he's had some accidents in the house. And
so he's a puppy.
We don't expect him to be perfect by any means, but he's had a few accidents. In fact, we had to have one of the big area rugs professionally cleaned because there was this smell of urine in the living room. I mean, it would not go away.
Yeah.
So Friday they're going to bring back this rug that they had professionally cleaned. So it's going to come Friday morning.
Okay.
So I'm getting the kids ready for school Friday morning, this very same day that this rug is going to come back to be cleaned. And Larry's running around. He's running around like crazy. He's running in circles that morning. And I'm getting the kids ready for school, making their lunches. And I'm thinking, wow, he's really excited. He's playing with the boys or whatever. And I'm looking right at him. Okay. Yeah. So he jumps up on the couch and he starts spinning around. And I'm like, oh, look how cute he is. You know, he's playing with the boys. That little son of a gun drops down on our brand new couch, this cream-colored couch, and pees like, I don't know, like 2 gallons of dog pee on this brand new couch.
Oh, no.
And I'm looking right at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, Larry, no. And I run over to him, and he just keeps going. He can't stop. In midstream, he will not stop.
Yeah. You got to put your hand under there, man, and save the couch.
Take one for the team.
Too late.
Yeah, you never supposed to make eye contact when you pee.
So I was trying to stop him from peeing, so he jumps off the couch. And, you know, I immediately took the covers off the cushions, but it had soaked, like, into both cushions.
Oh.
So I put him out in the garage, and I called, well, I texted Kelly, but she's
not
on the area.
Those cushions.
Yeah. He used to stay in the house to pee, yeah.
Yeah, and there's nothing, you know, there's nothing that we could really do other than we bought this warranty on the couch.
Thank
goodness.
So they're going
to come try and clean it. But I don't know, it just kind of threw my wheels off like all weekend. I just thought, well, we just paid $500 to have this rug cleaned.
And now the couch.
Now the little son of a gun pees on the couch.
There you go, Kelly. See, that's normal for a man to be all upset.
But it's like, nobody could say or do anything right.
No.
All weekend.
You blame Larry on that one.
Yeah, sometimes you get into that little funk and it's like nothing. Yeah, I get it.
And as a guy and you got football coming up in the weekend, the one thing Alan probably wanted to do was sit on that comfortable couch and now you can't.
Exactly. So every time I walk by the couch, there are no cushions on it. They're in the garage. You know, it's a reminder of, I don't know,
the mistake.
But he's just... Yeah, the mistake, but he's so cute and such a good dog that, you know, what are you going to do? We're not too mad at him.
But the good news is we could tell that your good attitude is back for this Monday.
Is and it? Are you faking it?
I can hear the smile in his voice, Kelly.
Babe, you don't think it is? You don't think it's back?
We'll find out today when she gets home.
I guess so.
Yeah. No, it's all good. Everything's fine.
All right. We'll let you get the kids up and going to school, Alan, but we just wanted to check up on you, buddy.
Yeah, no, I'm doing good. I've, you know, I don't have any dog poop under my fingernails yet, so it's going to be a good day.
All right, good stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, good stuff, buddy. Yeah. All right, there goes A-Train. He's doing much better, Kelly.
A-Train!
I'm telling you, he loves that dog more than anything now.
Yeah. But, so, but not to be.
But man, it's frustrating. And he is the most cuddly, loving dog we've ever had, or I've ever had. It's the first animal we've had together, so... he's going to stay. We're going to figure this out.
You'll get past it.
You'll get it done.
He's been reading Caesar Milan, whatever. And yeah, and Caesar said some dogs get it in 2 weeks. Some dogs it takes 10 months.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's just the dots aren't connecting for him. Yeah. They're just not connecting. So it's okay. We love him.
Yeah.
And it's just stuff.
Get him a diaper.
True.
Get that diaper going.
Expensive stuff, but stuff, yes. It's just stuff.
But always, you know... buy the warranty.
Always. Yeah, that was a smart move, Kelly.
I didn't know furniture had warranty.
Not everybody does.
Yeah, okay.
Now we know.
I mean, I never crate trained, really, but my dogs were okay. And then when you rescue a dog that's four, normally they're kind of potty trained by then at least. But the crate works because they usually aren't going to go to the bathroom where they sleep.
Right.
The way he acts is he's over a year old based on his teeth because he was found wandering around. Based on his teeth, he's a year to 18 months. And we figure he had to be somebody's dog because just some things he does, it's like, oh, he's acting like he knows how this works.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This dog takes off running.
Oh,
he bolts.
He can't catch him.
And he won't respond if you call his name. So he just keeps going. And so we've had to learn you can't just open the garage door and just run to go take something out because he takes off.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that's what happened with his previous owner is he just took off and didn't come back. Sure. But he wasn't chipped. So get your dog chipped, even though you have an indoor dog, mostly.
Uh-huh.
They can take off.
Never know, yeah.
So
maybe he's not responding because he doesn't know his name's Larry yet.
Yeah. Who's Larry?
Yeah.
Start trying different names.
Who's Larry?
Barky or...
Yeah.
Barky.
Okay. I don't know what his name was, Kelly.
Oh, we'll never know.
Barky.
You got to try different names now, whatever pops off.
Or it could be a Spanish name.
Raul.
Yeah. He doesn't speak English. Is that what you're saying?
There you go.
Yeah, try one of those.
Maybe.
Parate.
What does that mean?
Stop.
Parate?
Parate. Stop. Okay. Dejalo. Stop. Like, leave that alone.
It works for stop.
No, dejalo means, like, leave that alone. Like, leave the couch alone. Like, if you're fighting something.
The stop sign is alto.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of words for stop. Cease.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah, see? Everybody has a bunch.
Heal.
The more, the better. All right, so now we got Alan feeling right. Now we know why he was in a bad mood, Kelly. It was the dog, not you, not the kids. It was just the pee on the couch.
We contributed to the problem.
And you probably contributed, probably with...
Alan, don't forget, it's Love Your Redhead Day today.
Somebody corrected you and said it's Love Your Red Hair Day, Al, so maybe we don't need to celebrate Kelly after all.
I think that's right.
Yeah. But hey, we didn't get to the celebrity gossip, so we'll go ahead and do that next.
Okay.
We'll get to know who was Demi Lovato with for sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Because she's out of rehab. So we'll get into that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation, how would you like? $1,500. That's how much you could win.
I would.
It's going to change every day. It's between $500 and $1,500. You just have to get the right amount of the day, and you walk away with that money. We got you in about 20 minutes. But right now, we're going to try something new. Inspired by the new song Ariana Grande threw out. Thank you. Next. You know, if you want to get something off your chest, you can do that at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
Casey wrote us on the text and said, yeah, to my neighbor. Dad put a bag of poop on your porch. But it's your dog's poop that my kids keep stepping on in our yard. Thank you. Next.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands and let your neighbor know, that's not cool.
I see that.
And return what's rightfully theirs.
Yeah, I can see that.
I support that, Casey, 100%. Especially if the kids are stepping in it.
Me too, yep.
To my former employee who threw the proverbial grenades as she quit and then 6 months later messaged me to apologize and ask if she could come back. I'm going to go ahead and say thank you. Next.
Burn your bridges, people.
Make sure if you burn that bridge, you're never going to try to cross it again.
Don't burn your bridges, people.
Because it's not going to be there. And they're definitely going to say that to you.
Yep.
I believe our boy Nick has one. He's going to come in here. Okay. He's the one that inspired this bit. I guess he was listening to Ariana's new song, and he got all excited about it and said, this would be a great radio bit. So, Nick, make your way in here, sir. Real quick, Kendall wrote us and said, yeah, I'm the one that cut you off because you were putting on your makeup and had six car lengths between you and anyone going 15 below the speed limit in the left lane. You know what? Thank you. Next.
I don't know why people just ride in that lane.
I know, man. It's just frustrating. That's why we need to throw it out.
It's a passing lane.
Every couple days.
Yeah, we're doing a public service.
Every time. What's up, Nick?
Well, yesterday I was at Sam's Club because we found an awesome Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yay.
And I took the very last one.
Oh, nice.
And to the woman who rolls her eyes at me because I took the last tree, you were just standing there not making up your mind. I got a sick kid at home. I'm not going to stand here any longer. Thank you, next.
Oh.
No, did you try that scan and go?
But I felt when I took that last Christmas tree and she rolled her eyes at me, I felt so good. Yeah. Something about me was like, I win.
Because you won.
I won this.
Yeah.
You got the first, the last tree. I mean, someone's going to get the last tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we set it up yesterday. Our house is Christmas ready. Uh-huh.
Well, because your wife's due.
Right. My wife is due to give birth here in about 3 weeks, 2.5, 3 weeks. Wow. So
okay.
Get that out of the way before the kid comes.
Yeah,
there you go.
That.
You're excused. You're allowed to put
it
up early. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
And congrats on getting the last tree, Nick. Look at you.
Thank you.
What kind is it?
Oh, it's a 9-foot. Pre-lit.
Whoa.
Gotta get pre-lit.
And this is something I didn't know. This is way off topic. Sorry, Robert.
It's all good.
But now, Christmas trees you can get, you don't have to plug in the lights to each other. You can just set each section on top, and it just lights up.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how mine is.
Really?
It's incredible.
Does yours have the white light or the colorful ones?
Just white lights.
Just white lights.
I don't like the blue and red lights.
Oh, we get to choose.
I don't like green lights. No.
Comes with a little remote control. Do you have
changes.
That?
Yeah, like white.
No.
Oh,
just clear lights.
Just a clear light.
There you go.
Thank
and
you,
that's
Nick.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
It's the classy look. Thank you. Next.
And thank you for using Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Kirk
Scan and go.
Up, yeah.
Get you some.
Right.
It's a great place, Al. All right. Hi, Brittany.
Leo.
Oh, there you are. Sorry, Brittany. I had to turn on the button.
Start over, please.
There you go. How you doing?
I'm good. Okay, so here's my story. A worker who was great friends with all of us until we insulted her favorite croissant place and she started ignoring
her favorite croissant
comment.
Place.
Thank you. Next.
She started being rude to them because they talk crap about her favorite croissant.
She took it personally.
I guess so.
Al, do you have a favorite croissant place?
Cafe Du Monde.
Okay, I can't, yeah. I can't say nothing wrong about that. I like
beignet
that.
Place.
Yeah,
I beignet down. Place.
I'm sure they got some croissants there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm just thinking here of how much I'm missing out on in life that knowing that I don't have,
a favorite croissant place.
You know what I mean?
I don't know of a particular croissant place, right?
I know. I need to find one.
I quite enjoy a croissant in a pastry basket, but...
Yo, definitely hit me up on the Instagram and let me know. I'm open for a favorite croissant place right now.
I mean,
you know?
I'd be down with one right now.
At JSI5, let me know. I'm willing.
Tasty pastry treat will not be bad.
Maybe one on. With Nutella in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm open. I'm telling you. Lupe!
Yes.
¿Cómo estás? Hello.
Hello. Hola.
All right, go ahead with yours.
So my story is that I've been with my boyfriend for about 3 years. I thought things were going great, and he keeps assuming I'm cheating on him. So I'm just finally saying thank you. Next.
Yeah. You can't take that when a guy keeps constantly accusing you of doing something you're not doing. You gotta say bye.
Usually
exactly.
Means that's what
we
he's doing.
We have kids together and he still thinks this. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, Lupe, I hope you find someone who treats you right and doesn't accuse you of things you're not doing, girlfriend. Thank you. Next. Let's go with Savannah here. Hi, Savannah.
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Doing excellent. Now, I hate when this happens to people that work hard.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm the person that works in the retail stores trying to get you to switch your TV and electricity providers, and I am so sick and tired of the people who take 10 minutes out of their day to scream at me. I don't have time for that. Thank you. Next.
That's right.
Screaming at you?
Yeah, they'll scream at you. It's like, I'm just trying to do my job over here, you know? I get so awkward when I see people screaming at the employees at the store. It's like they're just trying to do their job, man. They're supposed to.
That's why I don't have that level of rage
right?
in my life.
And Savannah, I'm glad you got to get that off your chest because that's why this is for. Or when you see a waiter that tries to upsell somebody at the restaurant,
right?
And they get mad because why are you upselling me? I told you what I want. Dude, they told them before the shift, man.
That's part of the job.
We have a meeting, man. Chill. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, so I work at a jail, and so to the couple of inmates that I caught doing something inappropriate, yes, I called you out on it in front of the other inmates. Thank you, next.
Kelsey, does that not scare you a little bit that you called them out?
No, not at all, because they were too embarrassed to do anything about it. One of them begged me to be quiet.
I'm assuming it was...
Can you say on family radio what it was?
I don't think she
can. Something romantic?
No, I can't.
Should I pot her down and see if...
She is restraining herself.
And we appreciate that, Kelsey.
So thank you.
Al is really curious. Do you want me to put her on hold so you can ask her?
Yeah. No. I've got an imagination.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, do you?
I mean, not that I imagine these kinds of things.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Kelsey. Have a wonderful day at work today.
Wow.
Hey, it's not just a rumor.
I'm liking this so far. We're doing Thank You next, a new bit inspired by Ariana's new song. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So you have something to say to your friend?
So to the couple who was invited to our all-adult weekend in the cabin up in the mountains this past weekend, and you didn't go, so you decided to make smirky, petty-ass comments on our social media? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Not my problem. Thank you, next.
Right?
Thank you.
Wow.
That's right.
Man.
I know. Hi, Brandy.
Hey, so Miguel Mack just referred to Cafe Du Monde as a croissant place, so thank you. Next.
Yeah. You're getting blown
it's
up.
Not,
they don't have
dog.
Croissants.
It's beignets, but do they sell croissants? I don't know.
No.
They don't.
No,
okay.
Just beignets and coffee.
Yeah.
Ow.
How dare you,
so
sir?
Sorry. I am so sorry. I did not mean to offend the Cafe Du Monde enthusiast.
No, you didn't just offend the Cafe Du Monde enthusiast.
Or
you
curious.
Offended the entire state of Louisiana.
I'm sorry. After really the big sorry. Win yesterday and everybody's in a good mood.
Right? I do apologize.
Jeez.
Ow. We'll let it slide.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So bad. I know.
Man.
God, that's over with, though.
Damn.
Calling Cafe Du Monde.
Who that? Go Saints.
Croissant place. Hi, Drew. Thank you for listening this morning, by the way. Assuming Drew's listening. Hey, Kid Nation, we got some money headed your way coming up next. New music,
whoa.
New game. It's called the High-Low Game.
I like this.
And we're going to give you your shot at up to $1,500 next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It is time to try our new game.
High-Low.
High-Low. Your chance to win up to $1,500 every day at 7:40 Central. And right now is your first shot at it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 11 to take the first guess.
Okay.
But then we're going to line you up, Kid Nation, and you just have to listen carefully. Because with each guess, you're going to get closer to the actual amount.
Yeah, we're going to say higher or lower than that number. But, JC, these dollar amounts, are they in different increments, or it can be any dollar amount, right?
It could be any dollar amount between $500 and $1,500. And here's what's fun here. Jenna is going to be the high-low person today.
Yeah.
She is the only one in the room besides our producer, White Cheddar, who knows the exact amount of the day.
Oh. I know the number.
So we're going to be playing along with you, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, you know, it could be the big winner today. I don't know if you want to start at $1,500 and just go for it. Or odds are you're not going to get it on the first chance. Let's be honest here. You know, the odds are against you here.
Yeah.
But the point is to get in.
Yeah.
And keep trying every day because the more times you get through, the better chances you have. Is it a good number today, Jenna? Of course it is, right?
It's a great number.
Okay, good. I'm excited.
I am too.
I would have said that about any number. But,
I know.
But it is. It's a
I mean, honestly,
good number.
Anything between $500 and $1,500
yeah.
is great. You didn't wake up with
money?
It this morning.
Heck yeah.
Let's just say if you won this amount on Beat the Bank, you would have been very
extremely happy.
Yeah.
You know what's not great?
What?
Garlic.
Why? Garlic's really great.
You and my wife agree with that.
Well, I just mean its medical benefits are really great.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good if you're if you want to be healthy and everything. And it's cool if it's cool if you just want to sprinkle it in dishes.
Like garlic salt.
Yeah, my wife loves garlic, right?
Yes, me too. Garlic salt on avocado.
But her problem is that she's like you, Kelly. When you see a baby, a cute baby, you say you want to bite them. Mm. You know, the cheeks. The problem with that is that garlic, you can bite. And my wife was making a dish with garlic this weekend. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, she decided to grab an entire clove.
Oh.
That's how much she likes it.
Oh.
And it just, I don't know if her hands were incorrectly working or what, but she threw it in her mouth and she started chewing on that bad boy.
Yeah.
And she was in there enjoying herself.
Yeah.
Oh, this tastes so delicious.
The problem is, it seeps through your pores. You sweat it out for days. Yeah.
Here's the problem. It was way too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, strong. Within a minute, I could smell it every time she would breathe in and out.
Yeah.
And I told her, can you please stop? And she said, what, living? Because that's the only way to not breathe the thing. I mean, it was coming out of her nose. Every time she talked, it made me gag. Completely ruined the mood for the week. Wow. For the weekend.
I was gonna say, yeah,
it takes days to get that out of your system.
It got to the point where we couldn't even watch TV because she was sitting there on the couch and just like...
You shouldn't have chewed it. You're supposed to just like swallow chopped up pieces whole.
Yeah, that's what you
I mean,
buy
if
your,
you're trying to be healthy. Yeah,
right. Your wife a scuba mask.
And it was so bad. It was so bad. It started getting to her where she was gagging every time she would breathe. So we started looking online how to get rid of this. We tried lemon and lime juice. She drank that. Wouldn't get out of it. She ate apples. She couldn't get rid of it. She brushed her teeth, mouthwash. Nothing would get rid of this smell. Nothing. To the point where I was like, just go take some melatonin and go to sleep and see if you could sleep it off. And so she did. And she went into the room. I stayed up because I wanted to play Fortnite. I used that to my advantage.
Yeah, sure.
And my son did his typical come down from his bedroom to go to the room, right?
This will get rid of it.
Oh, my goodness. So he thinks he's sneaky because I wear headphones when I'm playing video games, right? So I can't really hear, but... I see this little flash of this little shadow just run past me. It's Kaysen. Just, I'm like, oh, there he goes. He's going to go in the room. About 5 seconds later, he walks out. And so I take off my headphones and he looks at me. He goes, Papa, what happened in there? And I was like, what do you mean, dude?
And
he goes, Papa, something happened in there. I think something died. The smell was so bad that my son came out and slept on the couch.
Awesome.
For a minute.
Mm.
So I wanted to see how bad it was. I walked in there, you guys. My entire room, the sheets, my clothes, the carpet,
Oh, my God.
All smell like garlic because my wife was breathing so freaking heavily.
I
can't get the smell out.
Now, when you stepped in poop, she made you have your left foot all hanging off the side of the bed.
Oh, when I slept on the dog poop?
Yeah. Did you, like, make her put her head up under the bed or something?
Dude, sleep outside.
There's nothing I could do. It had already gotten so bad in the room that it was there. The smell wouldn't leave. And so, Kaysen and I slept on the couch.
Oh, my God.
Because her stank breath was so bad. garlic ruined... any sort of Friday or Saturday night for us.
Oh,
awesome.
It was that bad.
It
stays in your lungs for 24 to 48 hours after you eat it.
Yeah.
You can do some things, they say, like eating raw apples, lemon juice, green tea, cinnamon tea will help, but...
None of it worked. Mm. And we tried it.
Mm. A stainless steel spoon around the inside of your mouth, rubbing that stainless steel
spoon. But then it gets in your belly.
Yeah,
that's where it's ultimately coming from.
Yeah, your pee, your spit, your everything smells like garlic.
Lesson learned.
But she's going to ward off those colds.
Oh, yeah, she's not going to get sick for at least a year.
And vampires.
it seemed like we were trying to murder a vampire in our room. It smelled so bad like garlic in there. So,
awesome.
PSA,
Don't
chew on a clove of garlic. Unless you do want to ward off that cold.
Yeah, just swallow it.
Or you don't feel like it that night. You just want the husband.
If you don't want to have a laundry time.
You don't want your husband to bug you that night. Go ahead and chew on that. You'll be safe for 48 hours.
Oh, my goodness. Mm.
Just a little PSA for you guys. So I'm back in my bedroom, but it still has that hint of garlic going on in there. Oof. Thank you for letting me get that off of my chest.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. All right, let's play high low. right. All Jenna, right. You have your amount.
I know the number. I have it.
Jenna knows the number. We're going to go down the phone lines.
All right.
And you're going to try to win this money, Kid Nation. Let's welcome our first contestant to the line. Hello, Kayla.
Hi.
Welcome to the high-low game.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm really surprised I got through. I hope my husband's listening.
All right. Yeah, hopefully he is because he needs to keep track of the number you say, and then he can guess whatever's going on. Jenna is the only one in the studio who knows the amount. Do you have the first amount to guess, Kayla?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with $850.
$850, Jenna?
Lower.
Okay.
Lower. Thank you, Kayla. All right. Michelle, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your guess, girl?
So we just had our first high-low guess. Do you have a guess?
$650.
$650.
Higher.
Ooh! Okay. All right. We got a higher and a lower. Well played, Michelle. Thank you.
We got a window.
That's good. We got a little sandwich.
Uh-huh. Yep. Monique.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, y'all.
All right, so we've had two guesses. You get to be the third one, and we already have a little bit of a sandwich going. Go ahead.
I'm going to say $750.
$750.
Higher. Okay.
Whoa!
Right.
Okay.
It got thinner.
Yep. Monique, well played. All right, moving on here with Colette. Hi, Colette.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, we're getting pretty close. I feel like we're getting close. Do you have a guess for us?
I'm going to guess $757.
Oh.
Higher.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Colette, hey, you're helping somebody in Kid Nation. Maybe they'll be helping you next round we play. Melissa.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, girl.
What's your guess, baby?
Let's see what you got.
800.
Lower.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. I feel like it's getting there.
Yep.
Hello, Lacey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the high-low game. What is your guess?
I'm
going to
go with 780.
Higher.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Getting close.
Okay, Lacey, well played. Well played. Thank you for playing. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Welcome to High Low. All right, we're getting close. Do you have a guess for us?
I do. I'm going to go with 790.
Lower.
All right.
Okay. I know. I feel your pain, Jamie, because we are getting close here. Somebody's going to win this money. Kathleen.
785.
Higher.
Oh! Okay. All right, Kathleen. Thank you for setting somebody up. Let's bring in Corey. Hello, Corey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing excellent, man. We're getting close. Do you have a guess for us?
787.
Higher.
Mm. Oh! Okay, Corey. Thank you, sir. Man. Christy.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
All right, Christy, go ahead and take your guess. I know, it feels like if you don't get it, you're going to be like, dang it, I set somebody up. Take your guess, Christy.
788.
Hi.
Oh, Christy. I know, you had two.
Dang it.
Wally.
79.
What's that? Say it again.
Wally?
780.
780.
All right.
Wally!
Wally bringing it home.
You just won $789.
Oh, my God.
Woo! We told you it pays off
for listening. What are you going to do with $789, Wally?
I am going to buy my daughter some clothes.
Aww.
Daddy. Hey, what's your daughter's name, Wally?
Aislinn.
Aislinn.
Very pretty.
Well, congratulations. What are you up to today, Wally?
I am headed to work.
All right, man. And what do you do?
I am a safety rep.
Oh, yeah. And you listen extremely well, which I think is good for safety reps.
Yeah.
Well, Wally, you hang on for us. You enjoy your $789. That right there is how we play the high-low game.
Boom. A little intense. All right. I like
another
it.
Amount coming your way tomorrow morning at 7:40 Central. You could win anywhere between $500 and $1,500. Today was $789, just like that.
You think somebody's hot for Wally?
I know. That's why I got excited when Wally won.
I know.
Somebody's hot for Wally. I bet you his wife is hot for Wally.
Probably.
She's pretty hot for him.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Kid Nation. Shout out to our boy Wally, who won $789 with High Low this morning. It's going to be back tomorrow at 7:40 Central. All you got to do is just listen for the other Kid Nation members to guess. And then hopefully you land at the right spot and claim your money. Anywhere from $500 up to $1,500. But right now, it's all about our love expert, Kelly Raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
We helped her with her love life today. We called her husband who was in a bad mood. We found out why. It was the dog.
Started with the dog.
The dog be peeing everywhere, and then you guys just piled
up. Everyone in his life just aggravated him.
But he's all good now.
I hope so.
And so she's ready to give you some love advice in a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Before I read a letter, I thought I'd just share a quick update from a letter we did a week ago.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yes, this is from Caitlin, and she was the one who wrote us about how to leave a toxic relationship when there were kids involved, and the significant other called her child a crybaby.
Uh-huh.
Not his biological kid, a crybaby for being upset. So anyway, she said she found a place to rent that weekend, and they're in the process of moving in, that she's scared and happy. It's not the best place in the world, but she said she can make it home as long as her kids have a smile on their faces. I want to thank you for your advice and just let you know that I did it. I left.
Aw.
All right.
All right. Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have a bad habit of falling asleep during a movie or watching a good show with my husband. Lately, I've been feeling horribly sick and took some allergy medication that made me drowsy throughout the day. My husband noticed I was falling asleep last night watching TV, and he got really upset with me. He turned off the TV, slammed the remote control on the couch. What should I do or say? I don't get upset with him when he falls asleep, so I don't understand why it's such a big deal for him. I'm tired, sick, and sleepy, and I still had to make lunch for the next day. What should I do? He said not to speak to him for a few days, Denise.
Jeez,
well,
bro.
Apparently, this has been going on for a long time, and he just reached his breaking point, maybe. So you need to try to find out ways to have energy for your man, I guess. I mean, if you want to fix the problem.
Sometimes you can't help it.
I know, but if you're she says this is an ongoing problem. Mm. It's not like this happened one time where you took medication, you fell asleep.
Right. A lot based of people on her fall letter, asleep during movies.
Yeah, but based on her letter, maybe her energy, maybe it's an overall lethargic demeanor, energy you have, and he's just like, where's the excitement? Come on, be happy to be with me. Wake up. Let's do, maybe, okay, so maybe if movies are just going to put you to sleep, find something else you can do as a couple that you're not falling asleep on him.
Oh, man.
I can see where he's maybe starting to take it. Well, she's saying she took it this time because it was sick, but she's saying usually she just falls asleep.
She's tired.
Either figure out how to make yourself have more energy, take naps, get a better diet, work out, get more energy, and show your man you're kind of happy to be in the room with him without having to fall asleep, because he's obviously taking it personally because it's happening a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Unless this is the first time this has ever happened, and then he's completely unreasonable.
I mean, in a way, it's cool that he wants to spend time to you where it sort of upsets him.
Yeah.
A lot of times people just put up with stuff for a long time, and then one little thing blows up, and you think they're being completely unreasonable, but it's a bigger picture thing.
Yeah.
You know?
My wife passes out a lot, but I get it. You know, we have kids. There's a lot going on. My advice for the guys, if your girl passes out too much, just have the backup plan. Not a girl, I'm saying, but like my backup plan is I have my TV shows that I watch without her,
Fortnite.
And I have my Fortnite. So if she does pass out, I'm not going to get mad because I get it. She's tired,
or
and then you can go
doing things that don't have you in a dark room where you're just sitting there and it puts you in an immediate state of sleep. I used to have a guy that got really upset with me because whenever we drive, I would fall asleep. And I mean, at first he didn't say anything, but after a while he got mad at me. It's like every time we go for any length, an hour, you're asleep in the car. And I had to start forcing myself to stay awake because it was bothering him.
But that's what you do when you're in a relationship, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, people could say, oh, how unreasonable. Well, he wanted to spend time with me, wanted me to talk to him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's just, you know, chauffeuring me around for nap time. I got it, you know, and so I made an effort.
Yeah, I liked your idea. Don't do things that require you cuddling on the couch that will force you to fall asleep. Go out. Get that energy up.
There you go.
Love Letters. Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I've been married to my husband for 20 years, and my husband told me about a love child that he had from an affair before we met. He never looked for her, but saw her on TV 10 years ago. So he kept up with her singing career from afar. I always pushed for him to contact her, but he didn't want to disturb her life. We also have a daughter that we adopted 15 years ago. Their relationship has always been rocky because they're basically the same personalities. Well, last week, his love child contacted him. And he's over the moon, but my daughter is not. We got together to meet up, and our daughter had an attitude towards her dad. The love child yelled at our daughter and shocked us all and made our daughter cry within 30 minutes of meeting her. Ooh. My daughter was already warming up to her. My husband does not see anything wrong with this, though. Now he wants to eat better, look better, and be better, but for her. From one day to the next, it's like 20 years never happened, and she's his life. He didn't even notice that our daughter unfriended him on Facebook. Do we set him free so we don't feel left out or keep waiting for scraps, Daniela?
This is all new and strange and exciting and heartbreaking, and nobody really knows how to act in this situation until you're in it. So I would suggest that you, without the daughter, the adopted daughter or the love child, sit down with your husband and explain to him what's happening in a loving way. Say, you don't see what's happening, and I understand that you're given a chance with... Is it a famous daughter? Might be blind a little
bit.
She was
on TV a little bit, yeah.
You know?
She has a career.
So explain to him what's happening instead of just wait until he figures it out. Wait until he notices she's unfollowed him on Facebook. You haven't said anything to him? You're just letting him drown? You're letting him sink here?
Yeah.
So it's a new thing. And, you know, there's probably with this love child, she's coming in saying, you know, well, you had to the kid that was adopted, you've had this man. Now, you know, understand where I'm coming from. Everybody's got feelings.
Yeah.
And everybody's feelings are okay. It is what it is. JC could probably speak to this more than I could. But I think as his wife, you need to sit down with him and lovingly approach him. Not attacking him, because then he's going to be defensive.
Right.
And there's nothing you can say. There's no headway that's going to be made. But just tell him where you're coming from, how your daughter feels, and see if there's a way that you can show her extra attention right now while you're still showing attention to this new child that just entered your life. You can get through it, yeah, or your entire family can fall apart. So you need to make a decision on which one the outcome you'd prefer.
Yeah, you got to wait for it to settle down.
Yeah.
It's all new.
Yeah, you shook up a soda and the soda exploded.
JC, I don't want to dive into your personal business, and I'm not going to mention, but there were a lot of hurt feelings when you decided you wanted to reconnect with your birth father.
Yes.
But you came through it.
You always, yeah,
ultimately,
you do. Yeah, you just have to wait and see how your roles are going to settle down. And a lot of the times the dad wants to make up for a lot of lost time. And so he gets overly excited and maybe he ignores his other life.
And people feel threatened, like they're going to leave me.
Right.
That daughter is like, you're going to leave me for the new daughter. There's a lot of feelings that are irrational, rational, whatever. But as his wife, you need to sit down with him.
And welcome her. Welcome the daughter to the family.
But also include the daughter that you've had
family,
the whole
time. Yeah, give them equal
attention. And then go to your daughter and talk to her about her feelings.
Right.
You need to sit down after you have the conversation with your husband. Both of you go to your daughter and sit down and let her scream and yell and punch the wall, whatever she needs to do to get her feelings out, because she's scared.
Yeah.
She's scared and she's threatened.
And it's normal. She's a teenager, so there's a lot of emotion going on there.
Yep.
Maybe not punch the wall, though. That breaks your hand. Maybe a pillow
better.
Yeah,
you might have a stud or something. Yeah,
a pillow's a little bit better.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My girlfriend and I have been together for 4 years. She's 6 years younger than me. I'm 30 and she's 24. We've been living together for 2 years. Lately, she's been saying that I am not intimate with her anymore, that my love for her has declined. Now, we do laundry 3 to 4 times a week, but she seems to want to do it every day. Now, I don't mind, but when she... like JC. But when she requests it, it's a turnoff, and I've told her many times. Also, I put in the work that she does it. I'm a store manager, and I get home late. I come home after working 10 hours, and I'm drained. But she's requesting laundry, and I'm just not wanting to do it anymore. What do I do? She's also complaining about my working hours. Now I understand she deserves my time, too, but how do I succeed in life and have her constantly, if I have her constantly complaining about me?
Tell him to call back for first world problems.
Right? It is true, though. When the woman wants that more than a man, in my experience, I've had a relationship like that. Then they get uncomfortable, and then they are weird about the whole thing in general.
It becomes a weird thing.
Yeah.
Because you're just the guy, right?
It went from being a natural thing to now it's this big
job.
Thing.
Yeah.
And now if either one of you says anything or one of you approaches it, it becomes awkward and it's to the point where maybe one or both of you gives up, or, you know, it's hurt feelings. So, I mean, if you don't like the way she's approaching you for it and you know she's going to approach you for it, maybe you could be the ones to instigate it and cut her off of the pass there. But I don't know, when you have two different libidos and you're on two different schedules, what compromise do you make? That's between two people, not two people. I can't solve that one for you. I just can't. I mean, that's, you come up with something that works for both of you.
Just give me him.
Just do it.
Well, I mean, he's saying he's doing it, but it's a turnoff.
Listen to Nike.
It.
Yeah.
Just listen to Nike.
Listen to somebody with two marbles.
I don't know how to solve that problem. If you're, if she's telling you she wants it, but that's not right because you don't like it when she says that, but how else is she supposed to express her needs if she doesn't tell you?
All right, so as a guy, sometimes maybe you're tired or maybe you might not feel, and I know it sounds weird.
That's what he's saying.
But if you give in a little bit, you'll be good.
Yeah, like obviously there's times where one person wants to do that more than the other person, and we just kind of compromise.
Well, somebody told me it's sort of like, you know, going to the gym. You never want to go. You dread. Well, some people do. You dread going. I've got to go to the gym. But you always are glad you went.
Yeah, it feels great.
It's after you went. You're like, that was great.
Yeah.
Sort of the same thing. I'm tired. Oh, my gosh.
You know what?
I'm glad we did that.
Right, exactly. Okay. Same thing with this.
So maybe that's the way you could approach it. Approach it like going to the gym.
Yeah. I don't feel like it, but I'm glad I did it.
I don't know. Right. That was not any help on
Make
that
sure
one.
You stretch before and after that.
Definitely. You don't want cramps.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm having a problem deciding whether or not to go to my brother's wedding. Long story short, he's been dating this girl for 2.5 years. At first, our whole family just thought she was quiet. But then her sister died, and my brother pretty much disappeared from our family to run to her side, which was understandable. But now he's done a lot of things to hurt my family. He doesn't show up for birthdays. He buys her dad donuts on Father's Day with my dad's credit card. And now she didn't invite my mom to go dress shopping with her. They are only 19. I think they're entirely too young to be getting married and completely disagree with how they've handled anything involving my family. We've officially had a falling out a couple weeks back, and everyone saw her true colors. And I told my family I didn't want to go to the wedding anymore, but my family's pressuring me to still go despite all the drama. What do I do, Heather?
Go to the wedding.
Yeah.
You can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
And if this relationship eventually implodes, explodes, falls apart, disintegrates, whatever, you'll be there for him. So be there. You don't have to jump up and down and be toasting the happy couple. You don't have to do any of that. But I have been to a wedding where his entire family boycotted it.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I have been to that wedding.
That's sad.
And that's a hard thing to repair.
Yeah.
It can be done, but it takes decades.
Yeah.
That's from what I've witnessed.
Beat up for
so
your family,
you can't
right?
take it back. So yeah. I would just suck it up and be the mature one and just be there to support your brother. Yeah. Not necessarily that you're supporting the marriage, but there you're supporting your brother.
Well said, Kelly Raspberry.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got a text here from a Kid Nation member. And by the way, you can text us anytime you want or call us. 800-543-3548. That's our phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Why is JC saying Kelly's whole name? He isn't calling her Kelly. He's saying Kelly Raspberry. Why so formal? I feel like being a little fancy today.
I think my name is fun to say.
And it is really fun to say. And also, we have new friends that are joining the show all the time, so we want to introduce you to who's on the show. And that's why I say her name. That way you get to know us a little bit faster. That's Kelly right there. She's married to her husband, Alan. And I got Jenna Owens over here. She's got a nice little pug named Wheezy. Hangs out with her mom, Candy, a lot.
Yeah.
She retired from dating until the end of the year, so she'll be back out there, fellas.
Totally retired.
Sooner than you know. My name is JC, and I spell my name weird. It's J-S-I, and I'm married. I got two kids, Kason and Chloe. My wife's name's Kinsey. And to my right is Big Al Mac.
Hey.
He, the player of the show, or so we thought.
Well, you know, if you don't exercise, your muscles will get weaker.
Exactly.
And I really have not been exercising my flirtation muscles.
You have atrophy of the flirtation?
I really have. Other than Bumble, which is so just swipe with a thumb.
No, there's still an art to flirting on Bumble.
Right, right. But I'm saying I just in a one-on-one, in-person basis, I really haven't been. Everybody thinks I'm just hitting on girls all the time. I'm really not.
Well, that's what we witnessed.
So, you might witness a little flirtation here and there. So this weekend I said, you know what? I'm going to actively, like, go into flirt mode. Go into, looking mode.
Throw a bunch of passes, see if anybody catches them.
Just, you know, yes.
Okay.
I made that decision. So over the weekend, I'm at my restaurant, and there's a lot of girls that come in there. And so, I take a few pictures here and there and say hi to people. But I don't really just go
for it. Meet and greeting.
Yeah, I don't really just go for it. Go in, as they say.
All right.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to just try and go in. So one girl standing at a table right next to me while I'm talking to my friends. And so she's kind of looking at me, and I'm kind of looking back at her. Yeah, a little eye contact.
Okay, good. That's good.
A little bit of eye contact.
Eye contact's good.
Yeah. So I finally just go ahead and make the universal sign with the hand, like, you know, with the thumb up and the little pinky finger down.
Like hang ten, like a surfer thing?
Yeah. And I looked at my, hey, you want, and I kind of mouth, hey, can I buy you a drink? Thinking, you know, that's good.
Great.
And so she kind of smiles and she kind of points, and she's pointing at her girlfriend behind me. Mm-hmm. So apparently her girlfriend is who she was making the eye contact with, and I thought it was with me. And she
Yeah, I know. I get you, Al.
Swing and a miss.
Hey, that's only strike one, sir.
Swing and a miss.
It's all good.
So a little time passes, I guess, and people are dancing, having a good time, and this one girl is doing the come talk to me dance. Like,
wait, what's that?
You know, when you're walking around and you got your hands over your head, and she kind of doing a, you know, hey, the little dance.
That's the most movement I've seen you make in months.
She's been walking a lot, Kelly.
So she's like walking around the restaurant, like, hey.
So that, Al, that is the universal come talk to me dance?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Either I want to talk
to you. The life of the party dance.
Yeah, that's you, dude.
Yes, okay. yes.
Perfect.
So again, I get my little nerve up, my little flirtation mode up. And so the next time she walked past, I'm like, hey, why don't you bring some of that good fun over here with me and my little group.
Good fun.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Good fun.
Bring that good fun over here.
Bring some of that good fun over here.
Hey, little lady. Hey, why don't you bring that good fun over here?
She's smiling, having a good time. And she's pausing from time to time and jamming with people. So me and my little group, we're fun. Fat Whitey.
Oh, he's
his wife. Yeah. We're fun. So she's got a little hands up, and she spun. I said, hey, why don't you bring your little fun stuff over here?
Fun stuff.
She spun around. And that's it. She just spun around and kept going.
She walked away. Okay.
She spun away.
All right. Yeah. Third time's
it's all good.
So, swing. No, Jenna, see, I just decided to walk. I took a walk. I didn't swing again. I didn't. I just walked.
Who quits after two strikes?
I quit after two. That was it. I was done. I said, okay, apparently people aren't picking up when I'm stepping in.
You can't hit a home run if you don't take all your pitches.
Very true, right. JC. I shut it down. Sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. I folded.
So, Big Al Mac, who'd you go home with?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.